as you use indoor tanning devices before the age of 35, your melanoma risk goes up 59%, which is a pretty staggering statistic, I would say.
This is Brooke Carlisle, who represents the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. In its 17th annual How Do You Measure Up report, which sets 8 policy benchmarks for state legislatures to meet and ranks them on how they do, ASC CAN says Utah only succeeded in meeting one benchmark, while many others placed firmly in the red. One area where Utah failed was in restrictions placed on tanning device use by minors.
The damage you do to your skin at the age of 15 by using an indoor tanning device accumulates over time and over the course of your visits. So right now, Utah law says if you're under the age of 18, you are supposed to have parental consent every single time you go to use an indoor tanning device. Best practice is that no one under the age of 18 is able to use a tanning device. There are 17 states that have that policy right now, and we know that it works.
Carlisle's statistics, gathered from nationwide health surveys regularly given to high school-aged children, say that by their senior year, 1 in 6 high school girls will use indoor tanning devices. In the upcoming election year, ASC CAN will focus its efforts in Utah on passing legislation to enforce their desired restriction.
So we are going to be working with State Representative Brad Daw on that piece of legislation. Utah's current parental consent law went into effect in 2012, so we're hoping to take that a step further in 2020.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.